Several years after it was introduced to the world, the advanced Japanese humanoid robot Asimo is still serving only as a demonstration and experimentation platform. Even if available for purchase, it would be too expensive for ordinary families. It is much easier and cheaper to build a robot like Jibo, with simple movements and the ability to interact with people through sound, pictures, and touch. Massachusetts Institute of Technology researcher Cynthia Brazil created Jibo initially as a platform for exploring how people communicate with technology.
Jibo, as a robot, as something that can move with cameras that can see you and hear you and, again, interact with you much more like a living thing, so to speak, it can bring content to life off the screen in an entirely new way.
Jibo can remind you about appointments, take photos, entertain people, and tell stories to children. Brazil says it also incorporates touch-sensitive technology.
People often communicate through touch, right? So they might pat Jibo if it does something that they like, and Jibo can actually learn from that.
Okay.
Therapists at Amici di Nico Autism Center in Lecce, Italy, use a small talking robot to treat autistic children. 11-year-old Marco shows great improvement in focusing and communication since he started playing with the robot that carefully keeps track of the child's behavior, says engineer Giuseppe Palestra.
We would like to be one step ahead of state of the art so that we can make the human-robot interaction better and, let's say, humanize the interaction between the robot and the child.
Researchers say they want to develop robots that can be programmed for individual patients because each child reacts differently to outside stimuli. French researcher Pierre Lebeau's family robot Kicker was designed as an entertainment platform that can follow its owner around.
I came with the idea of a computer with a projector inside and a great sound system and a camera, something that can move and go to any room to give me a kind of TV-like experience, but anywhere I want without the cables and the complexity.
Researchers say robots intended for entertainment may soon be on the market with prices ranging from about $500 to $5,000, still expensive for ordinary buyers. Therapeutic robots are still in experimental phase, but they too point to what we can expect from artificial intelligence in the near future. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.